Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. Today I'm going to talk about e-portfolios and e-learning. E-portfolios could be an excellent way to engage the MySpace and LiveJournal generations who are often demotivated when they encounter the sometimes clunky and text-intensive e-learning space of the first, second, and third generation course management systems. E-portfolios harmonize with newly dubbed Generation At. See Business Week Online's article about the MySpace generation this week. It's pretty good. At any rate, newly dubbed Generation At, or the MySpace generation, does everything online, but not in a closed-in, locked-down, computer lab-like environment. For the average MySpace generation individual, Blackboard is a virtual detention hall or Saturday school. MySpace generation types want to be able to connect with each other. They want to be able to instant message, post notes, download and post images, tunes, and movies. It's not just the MySpace generation that values social networking. How many Gen X and baby boomers purchase through Amazon.com? How many read the comments and ratings posted by other buyers? Further, how many of those generations purchase online and sell through eBay? We often forget that these populations are eager to continue their education online and that they, too, are not impressed with the clunky, behind-the-locked portal labyrinth environment that characterizes many online learning environments. Baby boomers, Gen Xers, seniors, and Generation At types have something in common. They like the ability of the Internet to send images, text, audio, and video, to communicate and to gather information, look before you buy. They also want to be able to maneuver within a social network. E-portfolios may be the answer. While online portfolios have been around as long as there have been educational programs on the web, they have tended to be hard to use. Further, the old e-portfolios never integrated easily within a course or course design. As a result, the typical e-portfolio has stayed squarely in the center of a tightly sealed box. It's time to take e-portfolios out of the box, and Digication has done just that. Digication has linked their e-portfolios with a highly functional and usable learning management system that has been designed to require little or no training in order to use it. With design flexibility and ease of use that reminds one of the social network sites, Zanga, MySpace, LiveJournal, Digication e-portfolios are very inviting. In fact, they've already been piloted by more than 450 schools, which have used them to achieve learning goals in a very visible, measurable, and shareable way. Here are some of the e-portfolio features and benefits. Educationally based social networking. Safe and secure. Collaborative e-portfolio editing, tagging, commenting, and RSS. Ample storage. The e-portfolios tie into Digication's learning tools as well. Courses and communities, threaded discussions, grading made simple, calendar and tasks, export content into e-portfolio. The way that Digication has burst onto the scene is pretty remarkable. Their earlier offerings were fairly basic, but it seems that Digication is evolving very quickly, and their goal of adding features to their original offerings of courseware while maintaining extremely low cost is admirable. Personally, I think that the future of e-learning will lie in social networking and mobile computing, and that Digication is many steps ahead of software companies that continue to cling to a database-driven solution. This is Susan Smith Nash. I hope you've enjoyed those little thoughts on e-learning and e-portfolios. It's definitely an evolving situation, evolving field. What I like about it is the fact that it is highly, highly interactive, highly visual. And while we talk about having e-portfolios as basically a visual type of thing, there's no reason why it can't be audio and visual, audio only or video or synced audio and images. So at any rate, I think it's food for thought, very worthwhile to look into it. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning.